been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
To the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this December the 5th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. Where's this fast-moving, I'm just seeing the breaking news on a fast-moving Southern California wildfire. Can you go to Yahoo.com real quickly? Because, you know, I noticed this morning those ill Santa Ana winds
were
blowing.
They're coming from the east, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that spells fire trouble for Southern California. Well, we've got, hey, listen to this. We've got a split market today. And, of course, the market over the last, 7 or 8 trading days has been bifurcated. Yes, that's a big word. Look it up in Webster's. It's been the Dow and the blue chip stocks and the financials and the oil stocks up and the technology stocks down. Well, guess what we've got today? We've got just the opposite. The Santa Ana winds have reversed. The winds last night were coming from the west. Today they're coming from the east. Same way in the market. The NASDAQ is up 38 points this morning to 6,813. I would say this, that most of the tech stocks have corrected by about 10%. And guess what? Yeah. We've felt pain that we haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's been going good for how long now?
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody's spoiled. Yeah. So we get about a week of pain, and we have probably a handful of clients that have a low tolerance for pain.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Don't blame them.
I don't even like getting a flu shot.
Kidding me?
I cry. My wife has to hold my hand when I get a flu shot. But anyways, today we've got just the opposite. We've got the NASDAQ, and I'm going to talk about that today. Have the tech stocks bottomed here? We've got the S&P up 1, the Dow down 10. We've got oil down 87 cents, and we've got the 10-year yield backing off a little bit here to 2.38%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. In my third decade, beginning my third decade, or into my third decade in this industry, and along the way, I have seen plenty of pain. I've seen years of pain.
Yeah, I bet.
Now you, Stephen, less than one decade, you weren't around in 87.
No.
I was an investor in the market in 87. When the market went down 23% in one day. Ouch.
Wow.
Yeah. People weren't in good moods that evening.
No.
Come home from work and how'd your day go, honey? That's so good. You weren't around in 2000. That, to me, was really brutal. 2000, the end of 2000 and 2001 when the NASDAQ corrected by almost 80%.
Wow.
80%. A lot of those $300 stocks or three. Well, you had to have some sell discipline, didn't you?
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that are still holding on to those stocks, and now they're either they've got five symbols because they've been delisted, or they just went bankrupt, or they're trading at 27 cents or something like that. 2008 was painful.
I remember that one.
Were you around?
I was in high school, but I was following it.
Yeah, and you remember how grouchy dad was.
I remember working for you, like, I think end of 2009. So it was like kind of picking back up by then.
That was the bottom, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when I first started working for you.
Oh. That was the bottom. People losing their homes. People losing their jobs. Anybody losing their homes? Is there a fire going on today?
Ventura County.
Okay. Well, that's north of us quite a ways. But still, you know, those fires, you get that wind.
Yeah, it's scary.
See, normally we live here on the ocean. And we have an air conditioner called the Pacific Ocean. It's all you got to do is open
nice.
Your windows to your home, and that breeze comes in from the Pacific Ocean, and the smell of salt air wafts through the air. And last night I did do my stairs down to the beach, back up to the cliff, down to the beach, back up to the cliff. And it was a lovely day, but it was a little bit on the nippy side. I'm still able to do it without a shirt on, or right there on the edge. Well, sometime during the night, the wind shifted. Normally, the wind comes from the ocean, off the ocean, and which means those are westerly winds. That's where they originate. But this morning I noticed as I went outside, it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easterly winds.
We get the desert winds.
Well, you can see the flags blowing and the trees blowing. And instead of the winds coming from the ocean, they're coming from the desert, the east.
It's colder in the morning and hotter in the afternoon.
Yeah. And it creates havoc in our tinder dry brush. We don't get a lot of rain in California, especially during the summertime. So that brush is very, very dry, and it doesn't take much. And then when you exacerbate that with the winds, that can really create havoc. And those wildfires can spread very, very quickly. They can ravage a neighborhood. Look at what happened in the wine country this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've had it in our own neighborhood. We've lived through the La Costa fire, which took out a lot of homes. We had friends that lost their homes.
Yeah.
A lot of friends that lost their homes. We were evacuated. We had the Harmony Grove fire, which ripped through Elfin Forest, where we were living at the time. And so we send our prayers out for those that are in harm's way, and, of course, to the firefighters that fight those fires. Well, we have a little bit of a fire sparking here on Wall Street this morning. Today it's the tech stocks that are leading, while the NASDAQ, while the Dow lags. And it's been just the opposite here recently. Yesterday, once again, we had woes in the tech stocks, which begs the question. With just 3 weeks to go in the market, you have big gains in these tech stocks, right? Do you realize that if you sell them right now, that you'll incur capital gains? You'll be reporting some big capital gains.
Big ones.
If you're carrying forward losses, that's another strategy. And you know what? Maybe that's what we saw here. Maybe that was part of what we saw over the last 10 days or so. I have to think, when did this begin? Let's take a look at a chart.
No, it was like 5 days ago.
Yeah, I don't even think it's been 10 days.
It's like last Tuesday.
It's kind of like a swift fire that has swept through the NASDAQ. And I would say the average stock, because I did this exercise yesterday, most of our higher growth holdings, especially the chip stocks, they're all down 10%. And I get people that write to me, how come the market's hitting a new high every day and my stocks are down? And I said, well, what do you consider the market? The market includes the NASDAQ, those 100 stocks on the NASDAQ, pal. The NASDAQ was down 70 points yesterday. I know the Dow was up a little, but the NASDAQ was down 70 points. So you can't say that the market, in quotation marks, is hitting new highs. The market includes the NASDAQ. It includes the Russell 2000 small caps. It includes the Russell 400 mid caps. It includes the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is only 30 stocks. Now, the Dow's been hitting new highs because we've seen some rotation and some rebalancing. There's not a lot of tech exposure in the Dow. There's a lot of financial exposure. And the reason why you've seen the Dow going up here recently and the techs going down, in my opinion, the first wave that set this off was rebalancing. The big institutions, this has been a very unusual year. So every December is different. You never know. Maybe we should have seen it coming. Put a note in my calendar. I already have for next December. Be careful of the sectors that have made the biggest gains, because there's going to be some rotation. And maybe buy some of the underperformers, right? Does that make sense? But normally,
it doesn't make sense to buy the underperformers.
It
but
doesn't, but
that's what they're doing.
But for a week or two, it can't hurt, right?
Yeah.
All right, and once it starts to set in, once a T. Rowe Price barks out the orders to their trading department, hey guys, gals, let's lower our tech exposure by let's take it from 35% down to 25%, and let's raise our financials and energy exposure from 20% up to 25%, that's quite a big reverberation that goes through the market. These institutions are 80% of the trading on a daily basis. It's not you and me at Scott Trade or at Ameritrade or on Interactive Brokers paying a dollar per trade. These big institutions move big money around. And you know what? We can follow it. The app spots it, doesn't it? It almost seems like every time there's a buyout, there's been unusual activity in the app, and that Aetna, for instance,
yeah,
has had very unusual activity. And almost always it seems like the app is detecting unusual activity in the market because it's pretty hard for Fidelity to hide. It's pretty hard for, you know, Vanguard to hide. Well, they've got to rebalance all their indexes. It's rebalancing time. Now, they do it throughout the year, but this has been a very unusual year. This is a year where you've had tremendous outperformance by the so-called FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. NVIDIA, Google, Alibaba. You could definitely expand the word FANG by a wide margin, Applied Materials, Lam Research, and on. So you're seeing some extraordinary rebalancing taking place. Is it over yet? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Tied to the whipping post. I think we've been tied in the last 5 days. Does it feel like it?
We've been clubbed. We've been beaten.
Yeah.
We've been kicked around.
I've been run down.
What's you know that song by the Wilburys? Been beat up and battered around. handle me with care.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've needed recently, a little handle me with care. It's been kind of tough here the last 5 days or so. However, here's what I wrote this morning. Okay, you asked the question. Have the techs bottomed here? Well, before the market opened this morning, as I was preparing today's radio show, I said tech continues to get crunched. Most growth stocks are off about 10%, some 15% from their recent highs. And then I would say some of the bigger ones, the Amazons and the Facebooks, they're down about 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere between 5 and 15. The chip stocks, more in that 15 area, the NVIDIAs, the Microns, the Lams, the applied materials. But here's what I wrote this morning. Techs are now bottoming. Why sell now and incur huge capital gains? And as I go through the list and I look at the leading technology stocks, one thing that I noticed yesterday, as I looked at them, I did three exercises on each one of those stocks. Number one, I did a calculation on how far from their highs that they were. Okay, how deep the correction's been. And like I say, I'm able to report to you today that most of the leaders in the market, and that's what's going on right now, people are selling leaders and they're buying laggards. And when people call us and say, what are you going to do? I say, do you want me to sell your leader and buy a laggard? Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in the market. The contrarian investors and the big institutions that have to rebalance are shifting away from the leadership stocks in the market. They're leadership stocks in the market because they're the most undervalued and the fastest growing stocks. That's why they're leaders. And I don't see where those fundamentals have changed. They're still leaders, despite the recent selling in the leaders and the buying of the laggards. So the first thing I did was assess the damage. Okay. For the most part, the average leadership stock is down 10% in the last 5 days. Now, that's painful.
That is painful.
It hasn't happened for a while, okay? The second thing I did, this is probably, well, they're all equally important. The second thing I did was I looked at their moving averages. As you look at my charts, do I have a line drawn on almost every stock?
Yep.
What's that line called?
Moving average.
Well, the moving average.
Oh, you have the support line.
Yeah, the moving average is calculated automatically by MarketSmith. But I draw my own lines, which are horizontal lines, which are support and resistance levels. And you know what I found? That most of the leadership stocks yesterday were sitting on their support levels. That's either a 50-day moving average or recent bottoms. Every time the stock gets down to this level, it holds. That's why we call it support. That's where the support is. If the acrobat falls off of the perch and lands in the trampoline below, that's the support level, right? And generally what happens, they bounce off of that support level. And I would say the vast majority of the leadership stocks that have sold off by 10% recently were sitting on their support levels yesterday. The third thing I did, and I would say this is the most critical of all, I revisited their valuations. Are all of a sudden these stocks being downgraded, the numbers, the earnings estimates? Are we seeing a multiple contraction? We're seeing some of that. We're obviously seeing that. But now, here's the good news. The earnings haven't changed. The prospects haven't changed. The growth prospects haven't changed. What's changed is you've seen a little bit of a contraction of the multiple on these leadership stocks. But they've only contracted in multiple because they've been sold off by big institutions that don't really care about the fundamentals. It's all they care about is we've got 35% in tech, and we need to lower that to 25%. Now, I'm just giving you a for instance here, a what-if scenario. I can tell you that this is happening right now. They're lowering their exposure just because they have rules to play by at these big firms. So the question is, should you be selling your leaders in the market? Let's take Facebook, for instance, and trade it in for Bank of America. Bank of America is hitting new highs. We've used the J.P. Morgan as an example. J.P. Morgan's been growing by 4% over the last 5 years. 4% per year. Facebook's been growing by 114% per year over the last 5 years. You really want to trade in Facebook for Bank of America? Do you really want to trade in a leader for a laggard? Well, that's what's been going on for the last several days. And in my opinion, I didn't get caught up in it. I can think of selling. We unloaded one stock recently. I'd have to look what it was. I don't even remember what it was. I think it was something in our income portfolio. But for the most part, you just have to kind of sit tight. Revisit the damage that's been done in the individual stock. I do kind of have a line in the sand. I'm not going to let something correct by 30%, for instance, unless it happens overnight. I have a line in the sand in my mind where it passes the comfort level for me, and I have to say to myself, is there something wrong here that I don't know about? Does somebody know something that I don't know that breaks support? Nothing really broke support. We had one stock that kind of broke support, and that might have been the one I sold. I'm trying to think what it was. The support level is very important. That's why it's important to look at a chart of the stock, especially when things are under duress. When things are going good, that's all we say is, well, the support level's way down here, and the stock's hitting new highs. Is that what we've been saying about the market for the last several weeks? Yeah. Is there a resistance level right now? Maybe the NASDAQ. Is the NASDAQ?
No, not really.
Well, let's see if the NASDAQ has a resistance level now, okay? Yes, it does.
The Dow doesn't.
Oh, the NASDAQ definitely has a resistance level. It didn't last week. The resistance level on the NASDAQ, as I can tell you exactly where it's at, we'll be reporting this in the newsletter this week. If we go to our track price and we go to the high that it's at. So, yeah, the NASDAQ's been selling off for 5 days. You're right. You had it right on. 5 days. The resistance right now on the NASDAQ is 69.14. See that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the NASDAQ composite. 69.14 was the high on the NASDAQ. We can now draw a line at 69.14. I'm going to put that in there right now. That is now resistance on the NASDAQ. Okay. Now we're going to go the other way to the bottom. And we're going to draw in the support line. Resistance, there it is, bang, 69.14. Where are we at right now on the NASDAQ, by the way? 68.12.
68.12.
So we're at 100 points. The NASDAQ has lost 100 points from its high. The support level, I can see the short-term support level. It sticks out like a sore thumb to me right now. The support level is at 6,700. You see that?
Yeah.
6,700. So we're trading in a range of 6,700 to 6,900. Right now we're right smack dab in the middle of that range, 6,800. Well, I think that the tech stocks are putting in a bottoming pattern. There may be a little more pain, but the fundamentals are still leadership stocks. I'm not buying laggards. Forget about it. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's funny how we've got the opposite today of what we've had going on for the last 5 days. It's been 5 days of pain. Pretty significant pain, too. I mean, significant pain in the leadership stocks in the market. And today we've got just the opposite. Now, it could fade by the end of the day. We'll see. Are they going to sell this rally in tech? Or are they going to start to be enticed back in? I've decided, based on my analysis of many individual stocks, that the best thing to do is to just sit tight for now. All right. Now, I don't own all technology stocks, but in my growth portfolios, that's where most of the growth is. Amazon, Facebook, Google, NVIDIA, Micron, Lam Research, Applied Materials, etc. So let's just take the folks through an exercise of what I did yesterday as I analyzed. Let's use Applied Materials. Let's use Applied Materials as our little lesson here today on how to analyze whether or not we should run, if we should jump on the phone and get our broker, say, sell all my Applied, or go online. Pretty easy. How long does it take to sell a stock online? Not very long.
10 seconds.
Yeah, we can get out of a position for 600 people very quickly.
Yep.
I smashed one the other day. I can't think what it was.
No, it was just on my computer. I should go back and check.
Well, it doesn't really matter. It was something in the Ultra Growth portfolio. I can look.
Wait, let me check my phone.
Yeah, there was something in the Ultra Growth portfolio that I said, you know, I just don't like the way this thing's behaving. And I sold it for like a 5% profit or something like that, you know. And but here's let's use as an example Applied Materials, okay? So Applied Materials from the recent high, let's see my numbers. Oh, I sold that Dell.
DVMT.
Yeah, I sold Dell Technologies, DVMT. I sold it actually for a 9.9% overall loss. So you see I kind of draw the line there. It's probably up today.
Is it bouncing today?
Oh, I'm sure it is because I sold it, you know. But it just, it's a dud.
Bit.
It's a dud. All right. Applied Materials is now off 14.5% from its high, its recent high. Applied
14.5?
Yeah, because it recently, pull up a chart, it recently hit, almost 60.
60.
And it's at 50. So, yeah, that's 15%, okay? That's kind of like my... That's the outer limits of my pain, right?
Yeah.
But it
was sitting on support.
Okay. So the first thing I said to myself, listen, this thing is on the cusp of going beyond my pain level. I'm not going to let something go down 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60 and counting. No, there's a point where I have to say, you know what? There's something wrong here. The story doesn't add up anymore. So the first thing I did was assess the damage. From the high, the closing high, to where it was yesterday, 14.5%. The high was actually 58.80, okay? And the stock yesterday hit 50.27. Where is it at today? $50.80. So it's down about 13 to 14% from its recent high. That is at the outer limits of my pain level and my comfort level. The second thing I did was I looked at the technicals, and I have a line drawn at $50 per share. That's where my line's drawn. That was kind of the breakout point back in...
Yeah, it had that huge run-up, and that's like almost where it started.
It broke out in late September, and it went through 50. So the old highs would be the new... The old resistance level would be the new support level. You could even go down to about 48 on this thing. Yesterday it hit 49 and still be pretty comfortable with that support level, with that floor. Now, is that floor going to hold when a 500-pound guy walks across a wooden floor that has a crawl space underneath? Is that floor going to hold him? Or is he going to fall through that floor? So far... That floor is holding 50. A lot of times it's at round numbers. A lot of times support levels are at round numbers. Now, if you look, I don't know what moving averages you've got up there on AMAP, but I've got the 50-day
and the 20-day.
Have they crossed over and given 100. A cell signal? No. Okay, that hasn't happened. The third thing I do is I look at the fundamentals and the valuation of the stock. Okay? Now remember, my grading system is half valuation and half momentum. Let's begin with the momentum and the performance of Applied Materials. Applied Materials so far this year, 2017, is up 54%. If I sell it, I'm going to have a capital gain.
Yep.
And in April, I'm going to pay the capital gains tax. Last year, 2016, Applied Materials was up 73%. The year before that, it was up 99%. The year before that, it was up 41%. The year before that, it was up 54%. Would you call that alpha? It's delivered some significant alpha. Of course, that's looking backwards. But figure this out. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 36% per year, average, while the market's delivered 13% per year. What's the performance grade on Applied Materials?
That is a solid A.
It's an A. This is one of the best performing stocks on a relative basis versus the S&P 500 in the entire market. They're a leader in making semiconductor equipment. When we talk about NVIDIA, when we talk about Micron, when we talk about STM and other chip makers, they use equipment to make those chips. They need processing equipment, and Applied Materials is one of the leading companies in the world at providing the equipment for making chips. They're a leader, and it shows up in the performance of the stock. Now let's go to the momentum grade, Stephen. Over the last month, the stock's down 12%.
Yep.
The market's up 2%. So the momentum grade right now has fallen to D. Now I go to valuation, because performance tells me all about the past. Okay, it's like the racing form at the horses. You can look, and in fact, they're called. What's a racing form called? Past performances. These are past performances of the horses in the race. And you're trying to judge from their past performance what they'll do today and what they'll do in the future in the next 2 minutes. Or in the next 1 minute and 12 seconds, if it's a 6 furlong race. Well, let's go to the valuation now of Applied Materials. Applied Materials is expected to make $4.40 in earnings next year. Its P.E. ratio right now is 15. That's a big, big discount to the overall market. Its forward P.E. ratio right now is the current price of the stock divided by the $4.40, I get 11.3.
Yeah.
Forward PE.
It says 11.4 in your app.
And the market's forward PE, you should know this because you typed it into the newsletter last week, right about 18, right?
Yep.
So we've got a market forward multiple of 18, and Applied Materials is 11.3. That's the first thing that I say. Applied Materials is trading at a steep discount to the market. As far as price to earnings, forward price to earnings, both of those ratios. Now, the growth rate in the app is a little bit off. I need to update that. The growth rate over the next 5 years is 16.8%. That's the current 5-year estimate going forward. The analysts that cover the stock, when we average it out, when we take a poll amongst them, and come up with an average number, they think that Applied Materials will continue to grow those earnings of $4.40 by just about 17% per year. So now we go out over the next 5 years, and we assess what this company's earnings power could be 5 years from now. I get $8.19. That's the potential earnings. That's changed, but it's been that for quite some time. When we divide the forward PE into the growth rate, the PEG ratio right now, what's it list there on the PEG ratio on Applied Materials?
0.53.
Yeah, it's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate, whereas a JP Morgan is trading at a steep premium to its growth rate. My five-year target price, we've seen a little multiple contraction here. I probably got to lower that five-year target price, but it comes in right around $100. I'm going to say $96 per share. Stock's currently trading at $51 per share. Why would I sell it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I didn't. Unless it breaks support, unless earnings start to get shattered, unless the economy starts to go into recession. Well, there's what I did yesterday on all of my holdings. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen. How's that NASDAQ holding up?
Let's check it out. The NASDAQ is up 40.
40?
Yep.
Well, you know what? We'll take that. It was down 70. Never mind, it was down 70 yesterday.
Yeah, we'll forget about that.
But we'll take that nice bounce in the NASDAQ today. And in my opinion, I would be buying the technology stocks after this 10% pullback. And as I look at our biggest winners today, they're Micron, Lam, Netflix, NVIDIA, Facebook, Applied Materials, Amazon, Microchip, Google. These are the leaders in the market. You want to own the leaders? Do you want to follow the leaders? Or do you want to follow the laggards? I don't want to own a company that's growing by 4% per year. Well, let's load up on GE. It's the worst performing stock in the Dow this year. And let's sell off the best performing stock. That's kind of the mentality that's taking place right now. Well, let's do another example. You know, I think the best way to teach is by example sometimes. Let's do STM, microelectronics. Okay, so let's put a few things in perspective here as it relates to STM microelectronics, which is out of the Netherlands. This is a $20 billion semiconductor company. I like them particularly because they're heavily involved in the autonomous car chips. Chips for the autonomous car. Well, we have in STM, since we bought it, we're up 169%. We've owned it since October of 2016. Well, the first thing I did was I looked at my STM. Is now the time to sell it? How much is the pain that I've had to endure so far? Well, we can do that real quickly here. STM recently hit a high of, let's call it 2480. All right, 2480. So from its high, the pain that I've had to endure so far is 10%. It's down 10% during this correction. I see that it's sitting right on its 50-day moving average right now. Okay, so I've had to endure a 10% pain inflicted upon me. A flu shot that I don't like. I look out the window. My wife holds my hand. It's just a flu shot, dear. I know, but it's a needle. She's coming at me with a needle. I want to run. I have this need to flee when I see a needle. Even worse is the dentist. Oh, talk about fear of dentist. That big needle. Here, this won't hurt a bit. The needle's about 12 inches long, you know, and they're going to stick this into your gums. You won't feel a thing. Yeah, right. I'd rather have a 15% correction, a tech stock. I think I'd rather have a Novocaine shot. It can be painful. Well, anyways, STM Electronics, landed right on its 50-day moving average yesterday. And I went and I looked at my fundamentals of the stock and my valuation of the stock. Let's pull it up in the app. Boy, that makes things real easy. We turn right to our Best Stocks Now app that doesn't have emotion. It's unemotional. It's autistic as it relates to emotion. STM currently, we look at the performance of the stock. Over the last 12 months, it's up 112%.
It's not bad.
The market's up 19%. Over the last 3 years, STM has delivered returns of 41.6% per year, while the market's delivered 8%. And over the last 5 years, STM has delivered 27.5%. It's doubled the returns of 13.4% of the overall market. Here's another performance grade of A.
Yeah, it's a nice...
So am I able to put up with a little 10% pain from time to time? It's done this many times along the way, you know. It's not a happy marriage every day with STM, but overall, the stock's up 168% since I bought it. It's been a pretty happy marriage. While the performance grade is A, the momentum grade right now is D+. So now we got to go to the valuation of the stock. This is critical because this is our best gauge as to the future potential performance of the company. It's got one of the lowest PEG ratios in the entire market at just 0.38. That's right. When we take the forward PE and divide it into the growth rate, I get a PEG ratio of 0.38. JP Morgan, on the other hand, has a PEG ratio of 2.37.
Yeah.
Take your pick. The five-year target price that I have on STM, I think it can double again over the next 5 years. I have a target price of $42 per share. It recently pulled back by 10%. What's the logical person going to do with a stock that's worth 42 and it's just pulled back to 22 from 25?
Most people double down.
Well, I don't.
We're not going to, but...
No, I'm happy because, look, I've got a big position.
It's a good-looking chart still.
Because the stock has gone up so much since I bought it, it's now a 7% position in my ultra growth portfolio. That's now I could sell half, take half off the table, but I still like the stock. If I found this stock fresh today and said, hey, this thing's got 97% upside potential over the next 5 years, doesn't matter that I've already got 168% gain in it. I'm looking to the future. Well, there's no way I'm going to lock in 168% gain and incur capital gains taxes with just 3 weeks to go before the gavel falls on 2017 and the tax man says, pay up. I want 30% or 20% or 25% of all your capital gains, pal. I'm sharing in this, even though the government didn't pick the stock. The government didn't put up their risk money, did they? But they want their share. They've always got their hand in your pocket, don't they? Well, you know what? This is the kind of careful analysis. You have to take the emotion out of it. Even though the emotion runs high at a time like this, the last 5 days have been painful here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've taken about a 4% haircut overall on our money under management.
Yeah, about that.
And it's... You know, I mean, hey, it's the nature of the beast. We haven't entered into a bear market. The tech stocks all of a sudden have not lost their fundamentals. Things are not falling apart. So from time to time, you got to endure a little pain, take the emotion out of it. And if you can't, find somebody who interfaces between you and the sell button like a professional money manager. You can interview us for the job, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or take a look at the results.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.